We were just talking about the possibility that there might be some restaurants and bars open in the Chicago area that, well, that they're not supposed to be open in the Chicago area, because everything's supposed to be closed down, but they are nonetheless operating as speakeasies. Well, now in Indiana, they're actually opening up their restaurants, at least, not their bars quite yet. And Patrick Tam is with us. He's the president and CEO of the Indiana Restaurant Lodging Association. Patrick, thanks so much for being with us. Sounds like you're in a crowded area, actually.
I'm in a restaurant. I am in a restaurant in Fishers, Indiana, 1933 by St. Elmo, home of the world-famous shrimp cocktail. Yep, absolutely.
Okay, and how many people are in that restaurant?
It's starting to actually get a little bit of a group of folks who are showing up for dinner. We're an hour ahead of you here, so right. about 5:45 or so, whichever it is. So we're at 50%. The governor is allowing restaurants the option of opening at 50% capacity. Obviously, we are closed nearest to the greater Chicagoland, and Lake County is on will be next week. And then we also are still not operating in Cass County, Marion County, which is in Indianapolis, as well as Monroe County, which is where Bloomington Indiana University is located. For your listeners, still has some additional restrictions as well. But overall, most of the state is able to open today with 50%, 6 feet between tables, and a host of other guidelines as well.
Okay, so 6 feet between tables. Are people required to wear a mask?
All servers are required to wear face coverings, including in the kitchen as well. We also have what we're calling a Hoosier Hospitality Promise, and you'll see signs at every restaurant that also ask guests if they're not feeling well, if they're waiting for a test, if they have an underlying health condition, to not come into our restaurants. You also will see absolutely nothing on tables, so no ketchup, no salt and pepper. Everything is being cleaned and sanitized. There will be single-use menus as well. So we're trying to do what's in the best interest of our teammates, our servers and bartenders and so forth, as well as our guests as well.
Okay, and what about the bathrooms? With just one person per at a time?
Yeah, so bathrooms are really managed as tightly as can be by the staff. And frankly, I'm sitting by a bathroom for most of the afternoon talking to a lot of folks, and I haven't seen too many people use them. From a practical matter.
Yes, that's probably the case. Well, as people are coming in now, the tables have to be 6 feet apart from each other, but people are not 6 feet apart from each other at a table, right?
Correct, absolutely. And then we also have a maximum capacity per table of 6 people, maximum per table. And these are guidelines that we're following from both the, the document that we're really relying on is documents from the FDA, the Conference for Food Protection, leading academics as well. So there's things in that document. Restaurants are uniquely qualified because we've always been heavily regulated by both state and local health departments in the state of Indiana, as well as various federal guidelines as well. So a lot of the cleaning and sanitation piece is going to be more visible. We also have to have someone that is available to any guest at any time to explain what the safety plan is for each individual restaurant. The restaurant I'm in right now actually has sanitation stations with on top of tables that aren't being utilized by guests right now. They include clean and sanitized pens, check presenters, hand sanitation, hand wipes as well. So,
and those are for the people at the restaurant, for the employees of the restaurant.
Yeah. Employees as well as guests, if they want to utilize any hand sanitizer or hand washing stations, they have access to that, absolutely.
Okay. Now, at 50% capacity, are you hearing, because that's one of the things that we were struggling with here in Illinois, you're in Indiana, obviously, and you're the president and CEO of the Indiana Restaurant Lodging Association, so you would be hearing from the same restaurant tours over the last number of weeks that our guys here in Illinois are hearing from, and the frustration is that if we open up at anything less than 50%, at 25%, and even at 50%, it's very hard for these guys to make their money, especially given the way that the supply chains are moving and some of the other things that restaurants have to contend with that maybe some other businesses don't. Is 50% going to be enough for these guys to stay open?
Well, I think you hit the nail on the head. It is very, very hard when you're told that you can only have 50% capacity. We have restaurants exploring outdoor dining options. Obviously, our weather is very similar, if not exact, throughout Illinois and greater Chicagoland area, but in the state of Indiana. So it is very challenging. The next 30 to 60 days will be very telling for a lot of Indiana restaurants, and it's also one fraught with a lot of peril for exactly the issues you just brought up. Couldn't agree with it more. And frankly, it is a very tough environment. We are thankful, though, that we at least have the opportunity to open. We have restaurants right now that are still just using delivery and carry out and drive through. Other restaurants are delaying until Wednesday. Some are delaying until next week. And that's all their individual choice. It's also tough to get reacquainted with your staff, to clean your restaurants, tap lines and grease traps. And also, we have frankly, supply chain matters in terms of reordering. We also have a lot of restaurants that have liquidity challenges. So,
Patrick, before I let you go, because I want to get to that, but sure. How are the restaurants in Indiana availing themselves of the federal money that's coming in? I mean, is it because there's another tranche of $1 billion coming out? That doesn't seem like a whole lot. The $1 billion is not a lot. When $350 billion came out, that was gone in a day or so. So the president announced that at least for small businesses and most restaurants are, how are they availing themselves of the federal money?
Well, we're trying to get those PPP dollars, the Paycheck Protection Plan, but that also presents a lot of challenges for us, which has been very well covered. Our product is perishable. It's hard to meet your payroll when we don't have customers or any consumer demand, even if we're allowed to open. So the PPP and even Mnuchin today gave us a little bit of hope that he'd find some potential leeway for us to maybe start running the clock, if you will, the shot clock, once we're allowed to reopen. There's certain things that are in that law that he cannot change, but there's a lot of things in the Treasury guidance that we're hoping that Treasury changes or comes up with new guidance. Also, for this next round, we're also hopeful that we get a $240 billion restaurant-specific program that directly addresses the challenges of the restaurants. Our product is perishable. Our product, too, it also requires guests to be able to come in.
All right. Okay. Well, Patrick, you're the canary in the coal mine now. Let's just see how well this works. Patrick Tam, CEO and president of the Illinois Restaurant and Lodging Association. Indiana. Restaurant and Lodging Association.
Sam would get mad at me. I know.
Sam. Sam looks like he's going to hit somebody anyway, so you don't want Sam to get mad at you.
Sam's a great guy.
He is. He's amazing. Absolutely. He's doing a great job here. And this is the thing. I mean, we've been talking to him a lot in here. And, well, we wish you guys the best of luck, and hopefully this works, and hopefully the virus recedes here while this is happening, so the worst case does not occur. All right, thank you very much, Patrick. Appreciate your time. Patrick Tam from the Illinois Indiana Restaurant and Lodging Association.